WSECU isn't just one of Washington's best credit unions. We're the only credit union to be on the Forbes Best in State list 5 years running. Why? Because we put you first. Lower fees, early paydays, financial guidance, and service second to none. As a member-owned cooperative, we love Washington as much as you do. From the Olympic Mountains to the rolling Palouse. Join us and discover how much we care about your financial well-being. Because what we really do best is invest in you. Stop by, say hi. We're WSECU. Let's credit union.
Hey there, awesome listeners. Welcome back to the Anti-Anxiety Stoic. Your daily dose of calm, control, and courage, all delivered with a side of wit and wisdom that'll leave you feeling like you can conquer anything. I'm your host, Dylan Brooks, and today we're diving deep into something super important. Practicing mindful self-care for better well-being. Because let's be honest, in this crazy world, it's easy to get swept up in the chaos, right? We're constantly bombarded with demands, expectations, and notifications that feels like there's never a moment to breathe. But what if I told you that taking care of yourself isn't selfish? It's essential. Think about it. Your phone needs charging, your car needs maintenance, so why not give your amazing self some TLC too? So, let's get real for a second. Are you feeling burnt out lately? Stressed? Overwhelmed? You know that feeling when you just want to scream into the void and then take a long nap? Yeah, me too. But here's the thing. Mindful self-care isn't about bubble baths and face masks, although those are awesome. It's about actively making choices that nourish your mind, body, and soul. It's about tuning into your needs and saying hell yeah to things that bring you joy and peace. Now, I'm not talking about some pie-in-the-sky concept here, we're talking about actionable steps you can take right now, every day. Five key takeaways to get you started. First up, let's talk about awareness. This is the foundation of mindful self-care. It's all about paying attention to your thoughts, feelings, and physical sensations without judgment. Ever notice how easily we get caught up in our heads, worrying about things that haven't even happened yet? Mindfulness helps us step back and observe those thoughts instead of getting swept away by them. Next, let's prioritize movement. Think of your body like a temple, wouldn't you want to take care of it? Exercise doesn't have to be grueling. Find something you enjoy, whether it's dancing like nobody's watching, taking a walk in nature, or trying a new yoga class. You'll be amazed at how good you feel both physically and mentally when you move your body. Speaking of feeling good, let's talk about sleep. Ever felt like you could run on fumes? I know I have. But seriously, getting enough quality sleep is crucial for our well-being. It helps us recharge, process emotions, and even boost our creativity. So ditch the late-night scrolling and aim for 7 minutes, 8 hours of shut-eye every night. Trust me, your brain will thank you for it. Now, let's nourish your soul. This is where things get personal. What brings you joy? What activities make you feel alive and fulfilled? Maybe it's painting, playing music, spending time with loved ones, or simply enjoying a cup of tea in silence. Make time for the things that light you up and bring meaning to your life. Last but not least, let's talk about boundaries. Setting healthy boundaries is essential for self-care. It means saying no to things that drain you and prioritizing your own needs. Remember, it's okay to protect your energy and time. You don't have to be everything to everyone. Okay, picture this. You're at work, buried under a mountain of emails, feeling the pressure mounting. Your phone is buzzing nonstop, deadlines are looming, and you just want to scream into the abyss. But then you remember, hey, you've got this. You take a few deep breaths, step away from your desk for 5 minutes, and go for a short walk outside. Feel the sun on your skin, listen to the birds singing, and just be present in that moment. You return to your work feeling refreshed and recharged, ready to tackle those emails like a boss. That's mindful self-care in action, turning a stressful situation into an opportunity for calm and clarity. So, there you have it, folks. 5 powerful takeaways to boost your well-being through mindful self-care. Remember, taking care of yourself isn't a luxury, it's a necessity. Be intentional with your time and energy, prioritize what truly matters, and don't be afraid to say no when you need to. You deserve to feel good, inside and out. Now, go out there and rock your day, knowing that you've got the tools to handle anything life throws you away. And as always, remember to check in with me tomorrow for another dose of calm, control, and courage. Until then, stay awesome.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.